Welcome to a Thursday morning on the Steakhouse, the fastest 2 hours in radio. That's the only thing we can guarantee you. Can't guarantee you anything else in life for sure, right?
That's true.
We can guarantee you the fastest 2 hours. My name is Steak. She's Sandra Golden. We've been doing this a while. It's the first day of March Madness. Lots to get to. We have a local team. You don't have to see me all depressed. What did I tell you like 5 weeks ago? We go through another March Madness and nobody in town getting in. It's not going to work for
March
me.
Sadness. It was last year, remember? March Sadness. And now
it's been like that for years. It's been like that for years. Tech hasn't been in since, I guess, the Jose Alvarado team. Georgia hasn't been in what, a decade or something like that? And then, you know, every so often you get Georgia State, right? Georgia Southern, I guess it was. Furman 1 year.
Yeah.
Beats Duke. Was it Furman beats Duke? One of the great wins ever. So, yeah, we'll get Georgia today coming up in a few hours.
What does your day look like to watch the games? What are you doing? What's your schedule?
It's a good question.
Thank you so much.
When you're in our profession, people ask me all the time, well, how do you run a business and get to all your kids' stuff and do all the things you're supposed to be doing? And it's kind of like, and then know what's going on in the sports thing. It's always in your consciousness. Mm-hmm. So the Braves play daytime, we're watching and updating that. Or if there's a golf tournament like the Masters on a Thursday and Friday or anything else. So my notion would be, we'll have an eye on it all day, you know. And back in the day, it was, as we've talked about, it was one of the wildest days when we owned the old radio station. Mm-hmm. Thursday and Friday were absolutely bananas. But I'll be, you know, Kimberly's out of town, so I got soccer game for the kids, and I got to be back in my office and everything else. But it will always be on the phone.
Yeah.
The MarchMadness.com, the March Madness app, similar to the Masters app, is phenomenal. And they had the technology way back in the day. You know, that whole thing about productivity and the American workforce during March Madness. They had that swipe back where you could have your big desktop computer, you could hit a button and you could go to the games, but then you hit it, it goes right back to whatever to make it look like you were doing.
Somebody's spying on you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, but the March Madness, do you guys all have the March Madness app every year?
No, I don't have the app.
Yeah,
I did it with the Olympic app, which was pretty good.
Okay, so this app is
I think that's key information
state of the
you
art.
Just gave everybody.
Yeah, no,
March Madness app.
Yeah, the March Madness app is just really, really good. And then when you need to find a big TV, I imagine lunchtimes will be packed. We'll do a thing on sports bars later on. Our partners over at Hooters will have a great thing going on. And obviously Twin Peaks and places like that will be rocking and rolling. These are big days for them as well. But I will just be keeping an eye. Now at 4:30, Bobby's got a soccer game at 5:30. So I will be 100% watching on my phone, watching in the car prior. And, you know, I'm not going to take my eyes off of that. That's just, you know, that. We got a vested interest. We got Mike White. We got the SEC. We got the dogs. My daughter, I asked her, what's the plan in Athens? Like, what is the plan? And, of course, like any college student, on a Thursday, she uttered the most obvious words ever, happy hour. The game falls right in the middle of a Thursday happy hour.
That's perfect.
Right there on Lumpkin Street or right there in downtown Athens. So they'll be at that place, Paloma. You've heard me talk about it. Phenomenal sports bar. They'll all be at Paloma getting ready for tip-off at around 4:30 or so. So, you know, listen, energizing.
Do you buy into the numbers of 40% of fans have called in sick to watch the games, resulting $20 billion in lost productivity
over
the March Madness run?
The $20 billion in lost productivity, not to sound like the, you know, the old guy on the stoop, is just that, you know, people work from home. You want to talk about lack of productivity, please. There's so much lack of productivity from folks that are 2-3 days a week in the office or not really working full days or just a different mindset. Like, it's great that you're not locked down after being in the office, but I think you're really talking about, you know, when you had to be somewhere, right?
Yes.
You got to be in the office at 8:30. You got to leave at 5. You miss all the games. Dude, you don't – people find a way
now. The day
and age
is way different.
Yeah, I totally – you know, and – I don't know. I feel like it's unique this year because Duke is such a powerhouse, and we do live here in the South, so there's some great SEC teams. But I do think that we talked about the portal. We don't know a lot of the names of guys. They're moving every year. A lot of these guys have played or 3 or 4 schools, and they're landing at their last stop. Mm-hmm. So I think the tournament is huge and fun, kind of like the NFL, to gamble on. So the gambling version, the fantasy football equivalent is your brackets, right? So being in one of those brackets.
Yep.
And then there's just the basic gambling on the spread like the NFL, right? So the gambling part, you can never underestimate what an enormous part. And then it is the marginal sports fan that has their own bracket because the office is doing it, which is adds the hype as well. So how much great basketball? How many great storylines? We'll have to see. But I think it's more about some of those other things on the peripheral. Right. You're headed back to the lake.
Oh, yeah. Heading back after.
So will you go, you and Mr. Larry, go watch somewhere?
Maybe tonight, yeah.
Well, maybe tonight.
Pick up a little,
what's the
lake
best
house?
Sports bar-y type place? Best TV setup at the lake?
Lake Oconee Bistro or Lake the Lake House. Big TVs.
The Lake, lake. House.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Lake House. Right on the water. Big sports, big TVs everywhere. It's very
Did
cool.
you hear my conversation with Abe when I worked with him on Tuesday? And he's explaining his house and the setup.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he's got four TVs in his living room. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh. And it's like, how do women feel about the fact they walk in the house and look like, he's like, well, they have to know my sports is first, my dog is second.
And the dog shipper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they'll always be third. And then I think, like most people, we said, that's why you're single.
I thought you were going to ask me about the other cringeworthy discussion about your hair.
Manscaping.
On your body.
Manscaping.
So there.
Yeah.
I
no,
just,
that was.
Let's move on. Let's talk
I didn't notice I did not bring that up. The manscaping
can't
discussion.
My ears were bleeding.
Right. No, he went in a direction
really
I did not
did.
See coming.
And confidently, which I loved. He
well,
really
he's asking me
there.
Like manscaping advice. First of all, I'm 20 something years older than him. I don't think he needs to go to me for that. But I just way too much information. Listen, way too much information. So listen, I'm all for a man cave, but would you agree maybe not literally in your living room?
Yeah, let's put it in the basement, maybe.
Yes, or if you don't have one, maybe. I don't know, man.
But that's just a typical sports guy mindset, don't
I will say the dude knows more knowledge of sports than anybody.
Look, just because the TVs are there, though, that is, I have three TVs in my living room because I don't have a man cave space.
Right.
You know, but, and I also have a girlfriend of a long time, and we have an understanding. She actually just leaves the living room when I have sports on.
So how often
just
will
just because they're there doesn't mean you have to have sports. If you're entertaining a young lady, probably keep them off.
Right. So. How often will every one of those TVs be on?
A lot, often.
Okay,
all
so
on or just all on sports?
No, like, so in, you're an enormous Braves fan. So in the middle of summer, I mean, is just the Braves on and other baseball games? Or
yeah.
Just there one?
It'll be Braves, and then depending on if we're at the end of the college baseball season or softball, I'll have LSU on a TV, Braves on a TV, every away game.
So every night?
Yeah.
You'll have the SEC Network, you'll have ESPN Baseball, and you'll have the Braves. So you'll have your own little deal every night.
Yeah, but if we're watching, if Tara and I are watching a show or something, the biggest TV gets that. And
but
the
will you have the game on to the side?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, then she just
Braves
knows.
She's a Braves fan, too, so she knows.
So there's never going to be a night the Braves aren't somewhere.
Oh, no, every away game is going to be on the TV.
What did you do about last summer when the Braves weren't on? Was that a tough time?
No, I have Fubo. They were on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to deal with that.
No.
All right, let's do our 9 at 9.
All right, y'all, Brandon Lane is joining us at 9:20, so we'll really hit the March Madness crazies. But I do want you to know, 4:35, you mentioned Georgia Gonzaga. That line is -7 as of this morning.
Yeah, let's just let this be real clear to Georgia fans. Nobody likes you in this game. I mean, the fact that you are an SEC team, that you beat Florida, you beat Kentucky, you beat Vanderbilt, you beat St. John's, you beat Texas, I mean, you got a bunch of huge wins, and you're in a neutral site in Wichita, Kansas. You're essentially the same seeds, right? 8-9?
Yep.
And you're getting 7 points. All the money's on Gonzaga. This is one of the great tournament teams. Mark Few has never not been in the tournament. I think I heard Abe tell me he's been got through the first weekend like 15 straight times. So Vegas could not the money is so on Gonzaga. I just think we're really gonna have to shoot lights out. You know, I look at Xavier last night, and by the way, that's another score, right? Xavier beats Texas.
Yeah, one SEC team is gone.
Yeah, so the way they went up and down the court, Xavier, Diddy, you can speak to that. I mean, I think that's how Gonzaga likes to play offense as well. They're just a proficient execution offensively.
Yeah, definitely are. And again, we talked about this last week. Georgia's going to have to find a way to consistently shoot well throughout the game. They cannot have those spells where they just go cold.
And Asa Newell is going to have a 22-10 game, in my opinion. I mean, Asa Newell is unique. He's a lottery talent, although I just read like the top 15 players in the tournament in terms of the NBA, and they didn't have him in there, which I think is crazy. But
they didn't even have him in the top 15?
Not as tournament players to watch, no. He was not a tournament player to watch or who's going to make it at the next level. I know how good he is. We all do here. It's hard for me to like Georgia to win the game. Now, 7 points, a lot of points. Silas Demery and Blue Kane are going to have to make threes, and Asa Newell is going to have to be dominant, and then they have to fill in around him. And I know, listen, there's a reason we backed off our SEC bet as we got closer. Texas already down, so you're 0-1 in the SEC. I like Xavier as a Big East team, right? Watch out for the Big East, man. Connecticut, St. John's, Xavier. Who am I leaving out? Butler's not in. Anyway. It's a tough task today for Georgia.
I agree. All right, just a worthy of a mention, Auburn's tipping at 250. That one is on CBS against Alcorn State. Number one seed Houston is at 2, Southern Illinois. And then number two seed Tennessee, Volunteer fans know, 650 tonight against Wofford.
Yeah, and they'll be all over the Turner and CBS, True TV, TNT, TBS, and CBS if you're trying to find the game.
Georgia Tech women will be dancing tomorrow night. They're a 9 seed. They will play at the 8 seed Richmond. That's at 7:30, first round. Good luck to the Lady Jackets. And 1 week from today, the Braves will begin their regular season play. Four at San Diego, three at the Dodgers. Last night, Spencer Schwellenbach threw 6 innings of 2-hit ball and struck out 10 in a 4-0 shutout of the Yankees.
I mean, you want to talk about...
Holy smokes.
You want to talk about heading, in this case, west.
Woo!
With some optimism, right?
Jurickson and Profar back in the lineup today at 1 o'clock. It's going to be a bullpen game.
What time is first pitch next Thursday? You want to talk about people actually missing work or bailing? Is it a 4 o'clock start on the West Coast?
We'll look at it for sure.
Yeah.
Also worthy of a mention, we just like to shout out to the Boston Red Sox. Again, I'd like to call this your pantsing date, as you are paying for us to have Chris Sale for a couple years, and they sent Vaughn Grissom to the minors yesterday.
Yeah, they got the best young prospects in baseball in Boston, 3 absolute studs. Vaughn Grissom can't crack the lineup. He can't get out of the minor leagues.
I know, and I really like that young man, so I don't mean that toward him. I just really appreciate
it. Well, it's a trade of all time.
Of all time,
But it also speaks to a better Red Sox team than they've had in the past. All right, how do you bet the tournament? What are the trends? And just in general, the zaniness. If you haven't heard Brandon Lang, you'll never hear a better radio guest. He's coming up, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Hey, it's 923, your number one sports talk radio station in the Southeast. Your favorite 1-2 punch, Steak and Sandra, taking you through the first day of March Madness. Been doing this quite some time, so we're your trusted, we're that nice pillow that you've been holding on to for years. Although Sandra probably, are you the person that washes your towel after every shower?
Yes.
That's just a crazy statistic. That might be crazier than anything Brandon Lang comes up with.
I doubt that.
Like every single, you don't even want to know how many showers I go without washing that towel.
Listen, if you know what's on that towel
I'm just saying,
why are you not washing
every single?
And how about your sheets? I don't even want to discuss your sheets. Never mind. Brandon, help me.
How often are you washing your sheets?
At least once a week. Once every, if it gets to be 10 days. Right, Brandon?
Completely agree on the sheets.
Yeah.
At least once a week.
Come on, she's
depending on.
The towel?
Hold on. The sheets are predicated on if there's certain things happening within the week, you got to change immediately. The towel situation, I take at least 2 showers a day. Once before I go to the gym, once I go after the gym. So I'm a big shower guy. So I agree with her. I'll use 1 towel a day, but I'm taking two showers a day with that towel. She's right. If you're really clean and a little ADD, there's some nasty stuff on that towel after you take your first shower. So I tend to lean toward her with one shower a day. But you're going through a lot of towels. I mean, that's seven towels a day. That's
yeah,
a lot
that's
of laundry,
too
laundry
much.
Detergent.
That's just too much. She's also the one. I've been working with Sandy. By the way, Brandon Lang joining us. The movie was two for the money. Matthew McConaughey played him. He's a professional sports gambler. He's a renaissance man, a lover,
yes.
A bon vivant,
yes.
If you will.
Yes.
And a reality show called Cappers, which will be coming soon, streaming online. I will update you on that.
It's Cappers. Epic.
It's unbelievable. Yep, it's unbelievable. Coming soon online. So you will enjoy.
Is it a sport? It's the life of a professional sports gambler? Is that what Cappers is?
It's the life of me and the 10 guys on my website, how we live our life and how how you make this as a living. And obviously the central character is me, and anytime I can get off a private plane coming from the islands with my shirt off to start the show.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, so
right there.
Are you gonna share your workout routine with folks in Cappers or just your over-under bets?
It will be revealed during the first two episodes will stream online.
Yeah, during the gym.
The workout will be revealed as the show goes on. I've never been in the best shape of my life right now.
I was going to say, you're feeling a peak physical condition?
I'm shredded. I'm shredded. I'm big boy. Looks like I just retired from the NFL. Seriously. I'm that big.
When you
walk into the bathroom and there's two guys standing there and a urinal opens up and they head bob you and say, you can have it, it goes to show you right there that you got a little something. They don't want to mess with you.
Would you say the body of a 30-year-old? 20, 30?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. I told a guy the other day, I just turned 62 at the end of February. And, when you go to bars now, they got to card you. It's the most absurd thing. Well, what's the rule? We're going to card you. I'm fine. So I gave her my card. She's like, you're 62? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. She's like, there's just no way. Wow. I look at the date. And she's like, wow,
what about,
you look 42.
What about this red light therapy? Are you doing the cold plunge sauna? Are you sleeping in a hyperbolic chamber? What's Brandon Lang? How's he doing this?
No. I did one thing. When my ex said to me, and her parting shot to me was, you're fat, you got fat underneath your chin, and I had a little turkey gobbler. When she said that, I have a good friend here in the Hamptons, he's a doctor, had a little neck lift, and I'm going to tell you what, game changer. Game changer. Mm-hmm. Game changer. That's the only thing I did.
How much did that hurt? Well, not only did she screw around with a guy at school, right? A friend of one of your daughters, right? I mean, But then she calls you a turkey gobbler and fat on the way out. I mean, that is an unceremonious end to that relationship.
She doesn't sound nice.
She doesn't sound very nice. No.
Listen, you take it the wrong way. I got in the gym for 2 years, and it was like Rocky when she said, just went out of the coma. When she said, when she said to me, you got fat underneath your chin. Oh. That was like Adrian saying, just went. I got in the gym 2 years. Dun, 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 dun. And when I tell you that you saw my wife, Ellen, you see her.
She's a smoke show. The dime piece at the end
of the rainbow.
Yeah,
that this,
hey, how much does that neck thing cost? What does it go for?
Normally 15, I got it for $3.
Is it hurt?
Wow.
Does it hurt?
No.
What do you do in the back of an alley? What do you mean you got it for $3?
No. My guy's a sports bettor. Uh-huh. I just gave him a lifetime pass.
Okay.
And so what they do is they go behind your ear.
Yeah.
And they just pull it.
All right.
And
I'm not even kidding. My wife did insinuate that it's not the dumbest thing in the world. Well, she also told me to get Botox. Kimberly said that.
No, I don't do. I don't do Botox.
I don't know what she's saying.
Wrinkles on the forehead.
I think I'm.
Eyes are all that.
I think I'm six. I think I'm 6 months away from being single. The way she's talking to me right now. But anyway, listen.
Oh my God,
Brandon. How do we bet the tournament and make money, especially in SEC country? The SEC is already 0-1. Who's overvalued? How do you match up conference to conference? Guy in his car wants to make money next 2 days. There's 32 games. How do they make money?
There's dogs out there. This is a dog tournament. So some dogs over the next 2 days. Drake is a really, really rock solid team at 30-3, getting 6.5 against Missouri as an 11 seed. VCU is dangerous against BYU. High Point getting a boatload of points against a Purdue team that has been upset in this tournament before. 14 seed Troy is a dangerous little scrappy team, and a 13 seed Akron is a dangerous.
Who's Troy team. Have? Who's Troy have?
Troy is getting double digits.
Kentucky.
Yep, against Kentucky, who is banged up. They got some players injured. Troy is scrappy.
Here's my Keep problem. Eyeing them. Here's my yep. problem.
I'm not saying. You're, listen.
No. I'm hearing you say, and I follow this tournament very closely, the games that people are saying be on upset alert are usually not the ones that happen because now too much of the public is hearing it. I must have heard now 10 different folks tell me High Point versus Purdue. And I'm afraid when all of a sudden what becomes, kind of an offshoot pick becomes a mainstream. So, you know, I'm hearing a lot of these teams you're mentioning, and you're telling me don't be thrown off, stay with them.
Well, High Point plus the points.
I know. I'm not talking about winning. Right. We're not talking about winning.
Right. The two sexy picks that everybody's talking about is UC San Diego over Michigan.
Yes, you're right.
And a red-hot Colorado State team over Memphis. Those are the two big sexy picks that I hear everybody talking about San Diego and everybody talking about Colorado State. I actually like the other side in those two games. I think Michigan, you're getting the Big Ten champion going to Denver to face San Diego with 2 7-footers.
And that Memphis number is little. That's like a 3.5 number, right, Memphis?
Well, get this. Colorado State is favored over Memphis. I don't get it. I had Colorado State as my biggest play of the year, beating Boise in the Big West Championship or the Mountain West Championship game. But this is a bad matchup for them against this Memphis team that can go. To guard-oriented, if you haven't seen Memphis play, this kid Haggerty scored 40 in the semis of the conference tournament. This tournament's operated by guard play. Final Four, SEC country. I think Auburn's the only one that's going to get there. They've been phenomenal all year. The team that no one's talking about. By the way, if you're a basketball fan and you've not watched this on Vice, Red Storm Rising, the Rick Pitino, St. John.
I want to see that.
It's crack.
I want to see that, man.
It's whipped cream cheese with the Parmesan or buffalo style little chips they have.
Ooh,
get that in there. It's crack, bro. Whipped cream cheese with buffalo.
I get it.
Pretzel chip buffalo.
Yeah.
It's crack. St. John's. They're 30-4. They're 4 losses. Baylor by 1. Georgia by 3. Creighton by 1. Villanova by 2. Rick Pitino could be 34-0. 34-0.
It's a Big East schedule, brother. We just watched the SEC.
This team is filthy.
They can't shoot.
Filthy.
They can't shoot, but they're physical.
They are shooting the lights.
30% right from three.
On them. I'm not saying they're going to win at all.
All right, listen. We only got a minute left.
All right, guess who wins?
No, I got to ask you a question.
Okay, go.
Because you're talking to a bunch of Georgia fans. Monday, the spread's 5.5. Today, it's already up to 7. Does that mean the sharps are on Gonzaga? Does that mean the public? How does a Georgia fan look at that?
Sharps are on it. Anytime a line gradually moves, but it goes from like 4 to 6.
Yeah,
that's sharp money.
So why do they love Gonzaga? Why does everybody love Gonzaga that knows how to gamble?
Because Mark Few does not lose in the first round.
Yeah,
he's never. You know, last 15 years, he doesn't lose in the first round. Same thing with Dana Altman in Oregon. He never loses in the first round. So the whole world is jumping on the historic fact that those two teams, Oregon and Gonzaga, do not lose in the first round. Now, not like saying Georgia plus points. I like Georgia plus the points. I'm not a fan of Gonzaga. Not a fan at all. They're laying 26 at home against, like, Pacific and almost lost.
Who's a number one or two in the most trouble to not get out of this weekend? This weekend.
None. None of them.
Okay.
None of them. But I got Calvin Sampson in Houston winning it all. He's been so close. And this team, 15-4, went through the Big 12. They're filthy. He beats Duke, and he wins the championship.
So 15 grand, if you win it, you can just go get yourself some turkey gobbler surgery. And look, is that right? I mean, if we win 15 grand, or you
it's
have
game
to.
Changer.
Or you know
game
a guy, changer. You see him in a warehouse, you give him 4,000, he'll do the same thing.
Well, you can go over to Costa Rica. and see Dr. Gonzalez for two.
Or you can go to, why is everybody going to Turkey to get their hair replacement?
Turkey, yes. Turkey's another place.
Yeah, I know.
You can go see a doctor for $1,000 and get everything done. So,
thank
watch
you.
Out,
thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. I know, and I'm going to hear from Steak now. He's going to be like, looking into next surgery. I can see it already.
I can see it on my Instagram.
Brandon, I blame you. I
can see it. Just do the neck lift.
Wow. Or
just the neck. Just do that. It's a game changer.
All right. That's Brandon Lang. Bye. Hey, we'll come back. Kirby is being Kirby, and Sandra and I love it. And we're gonna put his bets together here and see what it was,
okay,
right? Because he's had a lot of info.
Yeah, I'll put it on Twitter.
A lot of info.
Sounds good.
All right, Sports Radio 99. .941 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandra Golden, thanks to Brandon Lang. I think, hopefully, if anything is indicative of what we're looking for on this program, there's a million people that pick games. I don't think anybody really cares. Just like when we do our pick segment, I mean, we know there's nothing more self-serving than a bunch of radio hosts who are not any better at picking games than you are. And how do I know that? Because I've been in the business that long. And if you know what the percentage is to win in Vegas, to win the picks competition? You have any idea, Day-Day? Or Bo? Like, what do you have to win on the year to win the picks competition? All the professional sports gamblers in Vegas. I think the winning is 58%, okay? Not 6 out of 10, 5.8 out of 10, and you're the winner in Vegas. That's how much the odds are stacked against you,
right?
Is my point. So I remember we had a kid once, and I think I was I had a great track record, I'll say, and you know I'm always honest.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Of treating interns very well. I was not like some of these guys and you know, I used to work with who think it's funny to, you know, belittle interns and, you know, make them come on microphone to talk down to them and think that they're cool, even though they're the biggest nerd in high school, and you know who you were, and like now you're cool because you have a microphone, right? When you're already cool in high school, you don't have to treat interns that way. So, just saying. Anyway, there was a kid that sat there in the back, and he, I don't know if he went to Emory or where he went. He was just a cocky little intern, and I say that because that's just like, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm amazing picking games," and I was like, "Really?" Yeah, I won 7 out of 8 last weekend. I won 7 out of 10 the weekend before. I'm 70% for the season. Now, you have to understand that nobody's 70% for the season, right? And if you include the VIG, of course not. And I go, bro, we'll do a segment on there, and you get to pick 4 games a week, and you won't even finish over 500. Huh? Absolutely. That's it. I was like, and it was just this arrogance of this kid trying to make us believe. So I put him on every week. I think out of the first 20 games, he was like 5-15. You know, oh, I'd have him come on every week.
Yeah.
So my point is, I know from picking games.
Yeah.
Brandon Lang, entertainment factor. Now let's see how he does on these picks. But we're not having somebody on because he's picking games. Now I like that he can talk sports gambling. He knows the history of it. They made a movie about him, a reality show. But that dude is
so hilarious.
I mean, maybe it's just Sandra and myself that get the biggest kick out of him, but that's what we're looking for.
So my question to you is, what with something this big, the bracket, right?
Yeah.
What is the best way to bet? You taking the odds? You taking spreads?
Oh, it's a great question. I mean, there's so many prop bets, right? Like, you know, chance to reach the Final Four. What are the odds on that? Sandra had amount of SEC wins. The number was 20.5. They already got one team out. That sounded like a big number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to get any value with the 1 and 2 seeds. Like, you're just not going to get any value. So try to pick somebody that could surprise and pay, like, you know, $900 on a $100 bet to make the Final Four. Not to win it all,
mm-hmm.
right? Like Gonzaga's, you know, they were, you know, they're 1 and 2, but I was thinking like Butler and Brad Stevens went to the finals twice. Gonzaga's been to the finals twice. Now they don't win it. It's always the big boys usually that find a way to win it, right? At some point, one of the big conferences. So I don't know. I've thought like first 16 games, take all the underdogs and see how you do. And then I've seen this where like on Thursday, it's the underdogs are 12-4. And we're like, it's an underdog tournament. It's an underdog tournament. Then there's 16 games on Friday. You do the same thing. You just go and bet all 16 underdogs. And then what happens on Friday? The underdogs go like 5-11.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no pattern. There is no other than the less amount of bets you make, the better chance to win. The less parlays. If you think a team, now listen, Connecticut, if you think there's a team that is going to just run the table and has a chance, just keep taking them. Like Connecticut, 6-0 against the spread 2 years in a row. They were 12-0. Now, Auburn could win the national title, but what's their spread today? What's the Auburn number, right? I mean, Vegas tries to make it that even if you win the national title, you're not covering all those games. What's Auburn today?
I don't know. I'll get in front of it. So, the number that Scott Van Pelt was saying last night, because he broke down like how to bet it like you're doing now, and he was saying the 12 over the 5 seems to be the most consistent through the years. It's happened 55 times over the years. And then last year, there were 2 upsets with the 12 over the 5.
Yeah.
So he said at least have one in your bracket to start the day, because it's a 35.3% winning percentage over the years.
Yeah.
So he was doing the volume.
No, I know. 5-12 is like a famous – 5-12 is a great matchup for the 12, right? By the way, Auburn's 32.5.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't know. Alabama State, you saw him the other night. Would I bet Alabama State? No. No. I mean, you know, Auburn beat SEC teams by 25, right?
Right.
So, no, I don't like Alabama State, but – Vegas is trying to make it that Auburn go to the title, and they've only covered 2 or 3 times.
But I think what – and I just put this on Twitter, you guys, at SportsSandra, and I also included at 92.9 The Game and Stake. What he was saying is these points for these particular Drake,
yes.
VCU, High Point, yes. Troy, Akron. He's not picking the winner.
No,
he was
mid-majors,
these points
yeah.
are too much, right?
These are that's, mid-majors. Yeah. He likes the points.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-major, he likes the points. Big East last night, I mean, that's not a mid-major. That's a power conference. But, boy, do they look – I mean – Texas had them down 10 or 12. Next thing you look up, Xavier's up by 10 in the second half. That's a dangerous friggin' team we never see. And I think what they're saying about High Point, that's a dangerous team that we don't see, right? Drake, 30-3. Dangerous team that we don't see. All right, here's
good
one
stuff.
Team we do see. That's Georgia. Let's do the tailgate.
He also said, I'm looking for my veterans to provide some leadership. I don't understand these younger guys. I mean, he was on a tear
classic.
Yesterday.
There is a absolute pattern where you take, you got your NIL money, you got your 5-star recruits, we kissed your butt, everything else, and now it's the de-recruitment of these kids and saying, do you want to be a SEC Division I player at Georgia and maybe play in the NFL? Well, it ain't going to be lollipops and roses, so get ready. And that's what he's doing right now.
He also mentioned again about G-Day. Kind of it's up in the air. You guys, you and Drew, I believe, talked about, or Abe talked about it on Monday in terms of, yeah, they may not have one. They don't want to be on the TV.
Well, they canceled their appearance on ESPN.
That's right.
Florida
yeah.
canceled their appearance mm-hmm. on ESPN. And I want to say Texas A&M. And I think in an era where more exposure normally is a good thing, Georgia's saying we don't need it and we don't want to be held to a time to kick off. We don't want to be held to a format that's more entertaining,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Red versus black. We don't want to be held to it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to decide maybe the day before what that game is going to look like. And I don't want anybody from ESPN telling us what we said we'd do.
Which I like everything that he was saying yesterday. I just found it amusing. You guys, I love this story. And I think you will as well. Fran Brown used to be the running backs coach at Georgia a couple years ago. He's now the head coach at Syracuse.
Well, he's also the guy when they had their upset over Clemson. He said, thank you, Kirby Smart.
That's right.
Remember?
They're very close.
Which
yes,
knocked
yes.
Clemson out of the playoff.
That's exactly
and,
right.
He is an absolute Kirby disciple.
So he was at the forefront of recruiting, if you will, this community bank, the president of the bank. They are now in partnerships. They will pay the players. They will make a donation to Syracuse. But you guys, he is implementing once a week on a Wednesday afternoon, let's say, for an hour. That football player is going to have access to financial planners and everything that is to do with money with this NIL.
I can promise you, having started 2 LLCs, the last thing I knew at 18 or 19 or 20 or any is what the hell an LLC was. Now, maybe if you're a finance major, you know, he's basically saying you're all going to incorporate yourself. You're all going to be your own entity. What does an LLC mean? He's going to teach him. Rusty and I talk about this all the time. Even the life of a professional athlete's not that glamorous. You're probably done at best by 24, and now you've got 50 years to figure things out. If you go to Syracuse, even less likely,
yeah.
Right?
So yeah. Well, that's what his point was, and this was all about, you know, raising money. He's trying to get the boosters, and he was telling you Ohio State's paying their kids 20 and a half. LSU's got 20 million paying. We would like to get our number up from 6.5 million. And again, if everybody can buy it, I just think it's so smart. I love this Fran Brown. I loved his press conference.
I had a conversation with Matt Ryan the other day, who I ran into, and we're talking about Boston College. Mm-hmm. And you know, having grown up right around the corner and been a big BC fan, and he knows that, it's like, you know, he said it. Like, how maybe we have 30,000 hardcore BC sports fans. Like, you know, we're trying to, it's very similar to Syracuse. Like, maybe you can get our number. I would say, do they hit on you and Luke Kuechly a lot
sure, right.
to raise? And Matt's like, you know, I do whatever I can. It's not just money. It's about, you know, how do you help donors? But they're operating in a completely different hemisphere at the Syracuse and BCs of the world. Dick Vitale came out and crushed the ACC, but the reality is they don't have the muscle of SEC teams when it comes to dollars. Maybe Florida State, not Miami. FSU and Clemson does, right?
Miami's got lots of money. That's a private school okay. stake. That is
but
a big
But then these schools
time.
I'm talking about, Wake, NC State, Boston College.
I'm going to side with Vitale on this, especially when it comes to the basketball. The UNCs of the world, that Tobacco Road, Duke University, they have got that commissioner of the ACC.
So his point was, step it up.
The blue bloods and the money in the ACC, shame on you for not
getting steamrolled
it together.
Steamrolled.
Big time.
Okay.
Big time. So,
well, there you go. And you're the one always making fun of Boston College. So that, you know, how do you grow a program when you get on the radio and you always make fun of them? I mean, it's like,
well, I'm just saying, Matt Ryan, with all your millions, you need maybe a stadium that you can see. Matt, again,
so name the
maybe
new,
some
the
maybe a press box. I'm just saying, Matt, you've got a lot of
so
money.
So the new stadium is now the Matt Ryan
facility.
Indoor dome, whatever it is, thanks to Sandra.
Hey, right on. Right on. That's love that Fran Brown story. I bet Rusty's got lots more on that.
Yeah, tomorrow Rusty will be here for Rusty Rocks. We're also talking to, is it Pat Bradley? Played at Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He is on the SEC Network. We'll see how the SEC teams are doing. I think I talked myself into Auburn, though, 32.5. I don't know. Alabama State, you can't beat them by 32.5 or something.
What if St. John's, Rick Pitino? I mean,
can you imagine?
It's going to be so much fun.
Why did that show get buried on Vice, right?
I am so glad.
Mike Bell was listening today. He's been very sweet, Mike, in terms of listening to our show all the time. And I think Mike Bell said he watches it on Vice, and it's an awesome show.
And Brandon
right?
Lang also said it's like crack.
Yeah.
He said it's like cream cheese. He said a cream cheese dip, you know, uh-huh. And then you get a buffalo chip and you put some parmesan.
There you go.
That's how he described it.
It was moving a lot of directions. Hey, when we come back, I have so many questions about Kirk Cousins back on television. We fell in love with him on QB1. Will we fall out of love with him in QB2? We'll explain. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, indeed. Let's dance. 10:04 on a Thursday morning. One of the great David Bowie tunes, for sure. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. We get all the March Madness games that we want because we're the Westwood One station. So, like, other stations will be like, I got a score update, and we'll actually have the games all weekend long and at night. So when there's a Hawks game after the game, you're going to hear games. When you're driving around after a United game, you're going to hear games. You're going to hear Westwood One. You're going to hear big voices. I love hearing big athletic events on radio. We'll have that for you. Get the Odyssey app. I'm pretty sure the games go right through on the Odyssey app as well. Like, this is the time to get the Odyssey app. And I told you, Radio Wings, radio hosts get our wings when you get on the Odyssey app, or at least we get like a Kit Kat or something from Mike Conti or somebody.
How about wings? Literally, how about some good old wings from Hooters? Today, Mike and Carl will be broadcasting at the Hooters Cumberland, special broadcast. And then Friday, Andy and Randy will be at the Hooters in Kennesaw, all right?
Yeah.
Cumberland, and then that's next Friday. That's not today. Next Friday,
okay.
You guys.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with all these different things going on. It's a lot happening.
I just saw you put out there, where will you be from 2 to 6 today?
Yeah. My wife's out of town. She's going to Texas. So, you would think that I'm incapable. I mean, you know, we did raise 3 children together. The instructions coming down right now.
Does it bug you?
I mean, I didn't win Father of the Year in Sandy Springs in 2017 and 18 by being, you know, just a jagoff. You know, I know what I'm doing, right?
You got this. Player.
Even though she's telling me I need some. I mean, what? Telling me to get some Botox. Come on, Kimberly. Jeez Louise. I mean, just emasculate. I feel like Alec Baldwin. What was that line? Can we find that again? Definitely my favorite part of 2025 was when I'm talking, you're not talking. If you don't know the viral video.
We gotta play that again today.
If you don't know the viral video. And we'll get to the sports thing in a second. I know. I hate that.
It is today, by the way. They're telling me. Thank you, Day-Day. I knew it was today.
Yeah.
Today and
thank you for messing that up horribly.
oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hilaria.
Play the whole cut because she says it to him twice.
This is Alec and Hilaria Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin married a chick like 25 years younger. And that's tough enough. Then she's decided she wants like 14 kids. So this poor 70-year-old man, 68 or something, has got tiny little kids. She got busted because I guess she's from Boston, and she thinks that she is Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, she has a Spanish accent just randomly.
And then they're at an award show red carpet, and he literally he's not trying to be facetious. He's trying to support her. I've got to see the train wreck of that show, The Baldwins.
Yeah, so the reporter was asking her, is there going to be a second season? And he's like, oh, you mean the Hillary show? Like, he's being sweet.
This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
But she, at one point, says we're going to, like, move. How does it start? We're going to move him out of it.
Yeah.
Meaning, like,
yeah.
We don't need
this
to have a two-shot.
This is why we're going to edit him out of the show. And she just takes over.
When I'm talking.
I'm just saying, sometimes that cute little yoga instructor that is just making your
headaches.
Life, like,
right,
so
right.
great right now, fast forward. And see Bill Belichick is going to look back on those pictures of playing airplane with Jordan and go like, what in the wide world of sports was I thinking? What was I doing?
There are Barry guys that we know that fell into whatever you call it, the Pilates instructor.
Let's say love. They fell in love. That's what I like to call
it. They fell into something full-fledged. Right? So, and it's like, brother, I hope you have a decent marriage, but you're just trading in one set of problems for another one. And right. And in the case of Hilaria, whatever, like, bro, don't you want some peace? I mean, at the end of the day,
he wanted the peace, all right.
I mean, okay, she got naked a couple of times. You didn't have to marry her and have 5 kids. You probably could have got that anyway, right?
Yes.
When I'm talking,
you're not talking.
So it was announced yesterday who the quarterbacks that have already been filmed. How they keep this stuff under wraps is absolutely fascinating. Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, and Kirk Cousins were followed last season, right? I remember thinking, boy, if you were going to follow Kirk Cousins, this would have been the year to follow him. Landing in Atlanta, drafting Michael Penix in the first round. You having this, you know, spectacular start to the year, the meteoric demise of his skill set, and then eventually getting benched. Right, an incredibly likable guy. We both fell in love with him watching the first
season. He won the show. If it's such a thing, just his, how he's
Marcus Mariota
so likable.
Marcus Mariota was like a lump of coal in season one, and Mahomes and Cousins were like a breath of fresh air, right?
Agreed.
Marcus Mariota, the saddest personal chef I've ever seen in my life. They look like they were a townhouse in Snellville with like a buddy up the street, and he's cooking for them, and he's like, I like to prepare meals for Mark. The guy's an NFL quarterback. It looked like that he just pulled over to a roadside diner and somebody put like
was it salmon or scallops? It looked
like
so
a
ugly
sauce
on that.
On
oh,
it.
It's just cream sauce. It was, sauce.
Like,
it was
right,
disgusting.
It was like,
don't eat that, Marcus.
I was like,
can it make you throw interceptions?
You know what? You know what I was thinking? Like Pat Mahomes is like training at the highest level. He's got a pretty attractive wife doing, you know, swimsuit issues and all this stuff. I'm like, this is our quarterback. He's eating like beans and gravy with some buddy of his, and we're in the NFL, and this is the guy that Arthur Smith and we were told, right? So I want to know. So with Kirk Cousins, who is going with the angle, and more rumors that they may get a third, fourth, some pick for Kirk Cousins.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, well, I would think it's a game of chicken, but at some point somebody's going to give him something, or they're just going to make him a high-priced backup. So how much access, who controls the editing? Who controls the editing?
So
Kirk Cousins' agent or him have any say-so in the final edit?
Okay, so Steak and I were talking this morning, and I said, how do they keep this under wraps? Because as much as we are all out at Flowery Branch, we didn't get a whisper. I called Bo. Bo travels with the team. I said, did you have any idea? So this is a joint venture from Omaha Productions, which is the Mannings, and NFL Films, and then a third party, which is Second Stage something. So, okay. The other question I have, Steak, is, okay, so this quarterback show, very successful on Netflix. So they had last year, Mahomes, Kirk, Mariota. They couldn't find another quarterback, so now they're repeating Kirk Cousins. Did that dawn on anybody? That you can't find out of, let's say, 25 starters?
By the way, 33% of the quarterbacks have been either Kirk Cousins or an Atlanta Falcon. So the Falcons, again, like, you know, I don't know.
Did nobody want to do it?
What do you... Well, I don't.
Joe Burrow is going to be amazing. Jared Goff, okay, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford,
did you ask him? Why didn't you ask Geno
Smith?
Why not one of the rookies? Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
Oh, my God, right.
All right, Patrick Bo Nix, I should say. So who has edit control? Mm-hmm. And after the New Orleans game, now, again, Kirk Cousins – in the first one, shows us in absolute detail the amount of people that work on his body to get him ready to play a game. And what's fascinating is to see him playing for the Vikings and getting absolutely drilled, right? And he had some dramatic games. It was the
game against the Bills.
The famous throw, the fourth down and 28th throw that he hit Justin Jefferson with or whatever it was. Anyway, and we're like, wow, that's what it takes for this guy to be healthy. So, are we going to talk about why you're playing? I mean, what's it going to be like in Kirk Cousins' home, coming home from the Raider game before he gets benched, or just coming home from the Chargers game or the Broncos game? Is he going to say, I don't feel healthy? Is he going to have extra treatment? Is it going to come up that press conference happened? Like, at what level? And then are we all going to end up saying, well, Falcons should have seen it, or he was lying to everybody, or, like, there's... It's one of the more fascinating stories, and I don't mean to, you know, talk in just everything's like hyperbole, but we've never seen a quarterback go from 9 touchdowns and no picks and 6-3 over that stretch against Tampa that he had. We had 500 yards to that. Like, so what was it? And the question is, who has editing control? Like with the
Hard Knocks
show, the team has editing control. Somebody with the team is making sure, or the coach does for sure. If the coach is saying something that he absolutely does not want on camera, which the Giants obviously should have figured that out when they let, you know, that whole
that was a fail
thing.
Whoever edited that one.
but I'm pretty sure the team, now they couldn't get any team to do it this year, right? But I'm pretty sure the team has, they absolutely don't give the NFL full editing, like where you can just put anything in there. So what's the rule on this thing? I assume they tell Kirk Cousins, we're not going to make you look bad, or we'll let you or your agent, you know, take a piece of film and make some. I don't know, man, but.
And why did he want to do it again? That's what
right,
I
you
was
did
thinking.
It, right,
I go, if in fact they can't get 25 other guys, to, not
another
one,
great question.
And Kirk wanted to do it again. So I'm,
you ask great questions. Why did they have to go back to that guy? It's not like you're talking to Pat Mahomes or Tom Brady or somebody winning Super Bowls in their prime, right? It's one thing if you're like, we have the best player in football. He wants to do it again. We'll do it again.
But that trifecta they had last season was actually perfect because you had the Mahomes, the Super Bowl winner. You have a Mariota who is absolutely benched and a great storyline, literally quit the show, quit the team. And then you have Kirk, who was your white bread and mayonnaise, great guy, great home
family
life.
Man.
Yes. Yeah, so why is he on there again?
It's a great question. And what are they going to show us? Like from that Falcons,
we're going to have great content that comes out in July. They haven't had a date yet, but I know all of us Falcon fans are like, for real though. Let's see.
Yeah,
for real.
I would say it's ego, and I don't think that he's not a good guy, Kirk Cousins. I don't get angry about he's taking care of himself, and maybe we get screwed because of it. But there is like you had it. Everybody told you were awesome in the show. You didn't have to do it again.
Totally agree. Like, and if I'm an agent of one of these quarterbacks, I'm telling them this is really good for your career.
Of course,
like you should be on there.
It helped you get signed, but it helped Kirk Cousins probably get signed by the Falcons.
Yeah,
this guy's everything we want. He's a consummate pro. You didn't have to do it again. Didn't have to do it again. All right. When we come back, we'll belly up to the bar. What do we got going on? Oh yeah, why the Masters dinner? Will make people love Scottie Scheffler more than they already do. Also, Atlanta Eats on Radio, best sports bars in Atlanta to go enjoy your time over the next 2 weeks. Sports Radio 99.
That makes no sense.
Hey, it's 10:24. This is your fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm Steak, that's Sandra. We got a show, it's called The Steakhouse. Rusty Rocks tomorrow. Also more SEC Talk, Pat Bradley, SEC Network, Rusty Rocks. We got our producer picks. We abandoned that SEC deal. I'm just, I had to think long and hard about it. I didn't, it's like too much money, too many games.
Yeah.
And the SEC, they're overvalued because they have 14 teams in. The producer picks today, these are the picks that basically the other side of the glass has for today to start. And we got Georgia stuff from Mike White coming up. We got Auburn minus 32.5 against Alabama State. You writing this down? These are Bo's picks and data because I said it is. And I said, let Uncle Stakey put these picks in and let's see how we do. Start with 5 and we'll see if we can make some money, cha-cha.
Okay.
Then we get Kansas minus 5 because everybody is saying upset special. Who are they playing? I'm tired of everybody telling me that. And Kansas didn't have a great year, but give me that play.
Kansas, Arkansas?
Arkansas.
7-10.
Everybody's assuming Calipari is going to play Patino. It's already set, right? Arkansas found their way in. They're out. Kansas, I got Yale plus 7.5. The Ivy League champ had a great year. Who are they playing? Texas A&M. All right, we got Yale. We got Drake, because everybody seems to be thinking that's an upset. Drake plus 6. Who do they have?
Drake has Missouri.
And then High Point plus 8 against Purdue. I think a lot of people think High Point can win that game outright. So we got two favorites, Auburn and Kansas, and three dogs, Yale, Drake, and High Point.
What is that number again for Auburn?
32.5.
Do you think Bruce Pearl is going to leave all his starters in and run
that thing
up?
It's funny you said that. So if they're up by 30 and he puts in his backups, does that mean that those guys on Alabama State are better than the Auburn backups? Or Auburn beat teams in the SEC by 30.
Okay.
I mean, geez. So nobody can win by 30 in the tournament?
Duke's favored by 30 also. You're getting defensive. You're getting very – I just asked you a question.
Here's Mike White.
You're talking while I'm talking.
Here's Mike White talking about the SEC up against Gonzaga.
Yeah, I think it's prepared us to be as resilient as just about any team in the country, which is really unique for the lack of experience that our group has. It shows the character and the connectivity, the mental toughness that our group has. We'll respond to adversities, to runs. What does that mean for the outcome of the game? Who knows? But it's a resilient group, and you've got to be resilient in situations like this against really good teams on the big stage because adversities are coming.
Executive decision, we're not going to run the second cut. But I just agree. Know that Georgia's getting seven. Asa Newell needs to play really well. If they're shooting their threes, they're in the game, they can win it. If they're not shooting their threes, then Gonzaga's going to beat them and probably cover. That's why the Vegas Sharpies are on the number's really gone up. From like 4.5, 5 to all the way up to 7.
Reports, multiple reports. Rodney Terry, the head coach at Texas, which lost to Xavier, is going to be fired.
Okay.
That's
right. Also, the Boston Celtics have been sold to William Chisholm, managing director of the Symphony Technology Group. So this guy grew up in Georgetown, Massachusetts. As a longtime Celtics fan, he's a tech guy. He's paying $6.1 billion. The Grosbeck family, Wick Grosbeck, bought the Celtics for $350 million in 2002. Is that considered a good return in 23 years? Let me think. You bought them for $350. You sold them for $6 billion. That's like 20 times your money.
Wowza.
So I think if you see Wick Grosbeck at Waffle House, you don't have to pick up his tab. You do not have to pick up his tab. He'll be fine.
Were they a good ownership group, the Grosbecks?
Yeah, they did a great job. Okay. I mean, they won. I think two titles. Mm-hmm. So, but whatever.
All right.
Good for that. You don't watch Celtic City. Does anybody watch Celtic City other than people from Boston?
I live it every day, Celtic right? City.
That's funny. Let's do Atlanta Eats on radio. All right, we'll move fast. Sports bars, best ones in town, are just some ones worth mentioning. And I'm going to move fast, and you tell me if you've heard or been there. Irby's Tavern in Buckhead, they do a really
A-plus.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an old-school Buckhead bar, which is what it should be. Now, this is a great sports bar, not great for tournaments necessarily, but Brewhouse Cafe voted the number one soccer bar in America. Did you know that?
I did not. Very cool.
Down there, little 5 points. They got bangers and mash. You want some bangers and mash. Stats downtown, I may have been a part of opening that bar. There's still one of the great sports bars. We still came up with that concept of pour your own beers. Still one of the coolest things ever. Old School Manuel's Tavern in town. A couple of ones at the Battery, the PBR, and Sport and Social, right?
That's a great
one. Does Murph still have a bar there called Murph's? Yeah, I'll give him props. Black Bear Tavern right there in Buckhead, another great sports bar. Atkins Park, all great places to be to watch. Chicago Pizza and Sports Grill is in Smyrna. They've got so many TVs and deep dish pizza. It's kind of a dumpy, and I mean that in a nice way, fun local place. Clay's, maybe the best wings in Atlanta. I don't love Clay's TV setup to stay, but they've got the best wings ever. So check that out. A couple of other ones, the Elbow Room, Old School Buckhead. If you haven't been there in years, Elbow Room is way upgraded.
Okay.
Great pizzas. Obviously, our buddies at Hooters, our buddies at, where were we Thursday and Friday?
Huh? Hooters, Cumberland, yeah.
Yeah, Cumberland and,
Kennesaw. Dukes and Bell is there today at Cumberland, and Kennesaw is tomorrow with Andy and Randy. There you go.
Twin Peaks also, they'll be
tomorrow. Peaks.
Please.
Please.
Twin Peaks does a great job. Marlowe's Tavern, maybe the best food of any sports bar. Like, my buddy John Matt's a great chef. They've got a tremendous menu. They got, like, tuna on that menu, and they got
all kinds
of great spring rolls.
That burger is not $30, and it is
You're
fabulous.
Right. Good point.
It is delicious.
Another great sports bar. Yes, indeed. We mentioned Sport and Social, Twisted Tavern, Whitehall Tavern, two other really good spots. Anything out by the lake that we need to know about?
Lake House Restaurant or Lake Oconee Bistro, both awesome. Delicious food.
Ideal Sports Bar on Lakewood Ave. Monday Night Garage on Lee Street. And then Skoll Brewing Company in Northwest Atlanta. Brand new spot. It's kind of a themed sports bar, Nordic theme, dedicated to the Minnesota Vikings, but still a really good sports bar. That's the best sports bars in town. Atlanta Eats on radio.
Scotty Scheffler, God bless you, my friend. He rolls out the menu because he's the winner and he gets to have the Masters dinner menu. And this likely broke the internet yesterday. Folks were losing their mind. So the premise is, you guys, when he won it 2 years ago, this was pretty much the same menu. He was asked on a golf podcast stake about what are you going to do? And he goes, Well, it was pretty good then. Those are my favorite foods, so why would I stray? So here's the only difference. Tortilla soup is gone. Texas-style chili is added. And then he added Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. Well, otherwise, it's the same.
Well, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites? I want to be buried with that at some point. I mean, that sounds amazing. And then it's just like old school, right? What else you got in there?
Cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp.
Imagine how good that chef must be at Augusta when they do cheeseburger sliders, how good those friggin' sliders are.
Oh, my God. And firecracker shrimp.
Oh,
yes, please.
Love it.
Papa Chef's meatballs. So then your first course is this Texas-style chili. Your main course is your choice of the wood fired cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish.
You think they have good quality? Is it ribeye? You think
I'm going to guess it's
quality?
Prime.
You think
prime
they're
steaks.
Buying them the Piggly Wiggly, or you think it's pretty good?
Not to knock the Piggly of the Wiggly, but I'm guessing it's the prime of the best. And then the unsung hero of the evening is your dessert, the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
Yeah, nothing, no better dessert in the world. There was a restaurant in Buckhead. That was the biggest power lunch place for years called Brick Tops. It was a Houston's kind of knockoff. They'd give you a skillet of a chocolate chip cookie. They put whipped cream on top of it. When I tell you how many meals I went to with my family there just because the kids wanted that skillet, you couldn't even touch the skillet. That's when you knew it was a good thing. They handle. You had to have a mitt on the skillet. There's nothing better than a well-done skillet chocolate chip cookie deal. So
why don't more places do that? Because it is the perfect
dessert. I think it's a little bit labor-intensive, right? It takes longer to cook. And because
those little skillet pans, you got to have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Because that's going to different tables. You got to have a lot of those.
Well, then why are you answering the question?
Well, I'm just talking it out with you.
No, you're right.
You're the Atlanta inside.
I know.
I love it.
Good call.
Blackened redfish. You didn't comment on that. Are you a
big
fan of
it? Yeah. I mean, I'm going to probably get the ribeye, but, you know, it's nice that he's giving you variety, right?
Do you know the difference in a Texas-style chili and regular chili? I was listening to Andy and Randy yesterday, and they explained it.
Kidney beans?
No beans in a Texas. No beans and no tomatoes,
so
you guys,
Bobby
in
would,
a Texas.
Okay.
So Bo had that yesterday.
And more meat. There's, like, brisket and things like that in a Texas style. So I'm like, bring on all the chili.
Yeah.
And
I'm
not going to dump it on top
that's
of that
why a good cowboy. That's why a good chili cook-off is a great event. You got the white bean, you got the Texas. There's all kinds of variations. Yeah. So
good.
Do we have more stuff on Belly Up when we come back?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers in the news, and something special happened in the waters south of Tallahassee, Florida yesterday I have to discuss.
All right, we'll do that. Play three strikes. Keep it going on Sports Radio 99.
I'm fascinated.
10:42, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our best show of the week so far. I'm going to just tell Rusty.
Wow.
Rusty's going to have to come with game tomorrow. I know that I've sometimes built him up, but Sandy and I have been in our game today, and it took a few days back from the haze that was Orlando to you know start to feel my, what do they say again when you get off a boat? Get your
sea legs.
Sea legs back, yeah.
I got to tell you, did not go on and on about that guy's trip like usual. I sense a change.
Meaning what? Meaning how I felt.
Usually you come back and you're like, oh, my God, and you have all these stories. You didn't. I can tell there's been a change in the force, if you will.
No, it's just, you know.
We're older now,
I'm just more modest.
What?
Anyways, Rusty's here tomorrow, but listen, a lot to live up to. How do we feel about, I don't know. But there's a couple of things. Obviously, listen, a couple of things I need to hit on before I give you three strikes. Spencer Schwellenbach, was it?
You mean six innings of two-hit ball and struck out
10.
Yeah.
How about having the Spencer Strider start 2 days ago and then Schwellenbach last night with a six-inning, two-hit, 10-strikeout? You want to be excited? I'm telling you, the amount of people are going to be in front of a TV at 4:05 on opening day in San Diego next Thursday, right? Bo, how pumped are you for that?
Oh, let's go. I'm right. Like, this is the best time of the year for me, not because of March Madness, because opening day is here. And warm weather usually ensues.
Are you full-fledged in the Delta, the VIP lounge all season or not?
Oh, yeah. Minus any days that I might, you know, be off for a game or something like that. But I'm there. Let's go.
So it's a much more
April 4th.
It's a much more profitable time in the Bo household.
During the summer, 100%. Now I'm not there half of the entire summer. You know,
meaning what?
Well, because I work here and there, so I go from here straight there. Like Tara and I won't see each other very much at all during the entire summer.
But doesn't she work?
The income level is. She's not anymore because of her nursing schedule.
What's the biggest, are you allowed to say the biggest tip anybody's ever given you? If you don't know, Bo works the very swanky Truist Club.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where not only you see all the ex-ball players, the most biggest entertaining, the most expensive seats. Are we allowed to say the biggest tip you ever got?
All I can say is that the World Series was very lucrative. People get very happy around playoff time. Not so much the last couple of years.
When they see
early exit. Right.
Let me ask you a question. When they see you at the end of a season and they've been to 20 or 30 games, is it like Christmas, like you with like your garbage guy, your mail guy, and they're like, I'm paying you for the whole season? Now, they may have paid you all along also, but do they give you an end of the year number?
It's usually either or. There are some of my
regulars,
customers that will wait.
You're talking about you have guys that wait 5 months?
Huh?
So you just know the end of the summer it's coming?
Yeah. That's why the last week of the season, you don't miss games. You have to be there, you know, because you get a lot of that.
You think that costs you money at the end of the day as opposed to the guy tipping you? I think it does. What do you think, Sandy? The guy that waits the whole year, if you accumulate what he would have done per game, and a rich guy, you got to figure he's giving 50 to 100 for a game, right? If you're doing multiple
games. Yeah, I don't like that.
I'd rather have it every day.
Yeah.
Give me 20 dates.
Yeah.
Give me 20 dates at 100. That's 2,000, right? Is that right?
Woo!
So let's do 20 at 50.
And is it just cash? Or do they Venmo? How does it all work?
We're a non-cash environment.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Okay. Gotcha.
So what I'm saying is unless the guy gives him $1,000.
Right.
For 20 games times 50, unless that end of the year, I think end of the year is 500 or 300. I think he loses on that. Just tip
too.
Every game. That's my
too.
Advice.
All right, some Braves news, you guys. So Jerickson Profar is in the lineup today. They go at 1 o'clock against the Phillies. Snicker says this morning that Chris Sale and AJ Smith Shaver will pitch tomorrow, so that sets up for just if you're keeping an eye on AJ Smith Shaver. He could go against one of those first games, one or two, against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I can't believe
so
it's
this
seven
is something
games
else,
in
y'all.
7 days
yeah.
against a couple of stacked lineups.
Yeah.
There have been years where you play, you open on a Wednesday or Thursday, you get one day off, then you get two more, then you get another day off. But not
seven straight, y'all.
This year's. And then they go right into, after one day off, your big home stand to start it off. All right, here's your three strikes question. Where will you be between 2 and 6 today? Just curious. Are we overstating that your plans are different, or are you, it's a Thursday. Like, you know, we got an older audience here, so I'd like to know, where are you going to be between 2 and 6 today? Also, very rich, very cool. Very rich, very cool. And finally,
that's literally how you want it to say, just whatever it is. It's a person, is it a man, is it a woman?
You're very rich and you're very cool, so give me a person.
Who is that? Okay.
Yeah. And then finally, a quarterback, good or bad, that surprised you. Okay? A quarterback, good or bad, that surprised you. Right? I would think it would be hard for people to go, Mike Vick. I don't know. Did you think he was going to be a bum? Or like, you know, I mean, I don't know how he was about what we thought, what we dreamed of. That's what he was.
Brock Purdy is probably a better example.
Yeah, right? Brock Purdy, yeah. Now, I would say Bo Nix. You know, Bo Nix is balling out. How happy is Sean Payton there, right?
Yeah.
So, maybe you had decided one of those rookies last year, one of them was going to be a bum and wasn't, or maybe one of them is. Who are you, where will you be between 2 and 6? Very rich, very cool. Good or bad, a quarterback that surprised you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. What else did we not get to?
Three different things. Okay. First of all, Aaron Rodgers reportedly is not getting any action in the media world. So apparently they're shopping. Would he be have a plot?
Fox,
nothing,
or CBS, or Netflix?
Nobody
or...
is biting. Exactly right. Have you been paying attention at all to these astronauts that splashed down in the waters? If you know where Tallahassee is, right in that little corner. These two astronauts were supposed to be in the space station for 1 week. 1 week. And they could not get them down, you guys, until yesterday, which is 9 months and change. It is the most bizarre. So picture this, a man and a woman for that long up there. They will be in a study now for 45 days to get literally back into gravity and the Earth. I just don't know how that even happened. How did that happen?
I need to study more about it. Bo, you tell me more.
All right, so Boeing has a commercial spacecraft that they had sent on several missions to the ISS without humans on it and back to make sure that they could be contracted like the military to take people there without having to use like NASA. They'll just pay Boeing. So this mission, this trip for this Boeing spacecraft, this is the first time that they went with humans to the ISS. They got there fine, but after going back in and looking at the ship, there were several like helium leaks and all kind of different things that were wrong with this ship. So they sent the ship back without humans.
And so you're going to stay a week and fix everything.
Left themselves without a way back.
I mean,
because they were never able to get this Boeing spacecraft back to, I guess, code or whatever, to where they felt safe for going back and retrieving them. So
9 months later, seriously.
Now, they were on the ISS, like the International Space Station, as big as a football field.
Okay.
Circles the Earth every like 90 minutes is how fast this thing is moving.
You see what she looked like when she left and what she looks like now, dude? Do you see that, Day Day?
Saw that. I was talking to Sandra about that in the bullpen. Man, that is dramatic.
That is scary, y'all.
You talk about, we were talking about Botox and surgery. She may need both, right?
Don't do that.
She is not.
Stop.
The poor husband's like, how bad would
it be?
If he,
don't say it.
How bad would it be if he's like, no, baby, I don't know what, but it's not what
I
bargained
for. That's a new definition on the term space age, right?
Yeah.
Hey, John Foy, thanks for the game of the night. We're going to give it to our Georgia Bulldogs. Go beat Gonzaga. That tips at 4:35 this afternoon. And in case you would like to, because the USA Today did it for you, the AI bracket. Typed in, and they spit it out. And if this happens, God bless. They have in the final four, AI, Alabama, Houston,
2-1,
Kansas, and Michigan State.
Okay.
And they have in the finals.
So Michigan State's a 2, Houston's a 1.
Houston a 1,
Bama's
Alabama,
a 2.
And 7, Kansas.
Yeah.
They have Kansas winning it all.
Listen, the only thing we care about Kansas is the producer picks right here, the three of us.
Good.
Is that we got Kansas today, right, guys?
We got
as long as we win that one, we don't care what happens, unless, of course, take them over the weekend, too. All right, 404-726-0929. Do we have calls on there? Are things moving along? Let's do this. All righty, righty, righty. Let's get Tommy. Hey, Tommy from Lawrenceville. How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, I'm doing good this morning, guys.
Where are you going to be between 2 and 6 today?
Sportsline Bar and Grill, Lawrenceville, the only place to be.
All right, good. I like it. I'd love to plug some more sports bars that we didn't. So.
Yeah, tell us good ones.
Very
good.
Rich, very cool. Who are we putting in that list?
Can I borrow $20?
That's a good one. Good or bad, a quarterback that surprised you?
Grocery clerk, Kurt Warner.
Good one. Thank you, buddy.
That's a good one. Good call.
Did you see the Kurt Warner movie?
Yes.
It was not good, right?
No.
It was terrible.
I liked that it was an hour and a half, and that was probably a half hour too long. But, okay, yeah.
404.
I do like him.
7260929. Speaking of Westwood One, which we weren't speaking of, but he does the Westwood One games, I believe. He's really good color guy. You don't see him in studios because he does games. Like, he is their national guy, I believe, on Westwood One.
I like him a lot.
And he's really good at it.
Yeah.
We got anybody on the line here? What's happening? I mean,
don't get hurt.
Has everybody already turned to the tournament? What the hell in the gosh?
Who were you thinking of when you said very rich, very cool? Where did that come from? The guy that bought the Celtics?
I was thinking, and I'm not saying Wick Grosbeck was very cool. So Wick Grosbeck, I met with my son Bobby, the owner of the Celtics, and he said, "You want to wear my ring?" Said to Bobby, he had the championship ring of the Celtics from the original, I guess, the Paul Pierce team. So Bobby put it on. I took a photo with him. Google this if you can. He was at a Knicks game, and I guess that's his shtick. He met somebody, and he was like, do you want to try on the ring? And the dude was like, some famous Knicks fan. I was Ben Stiller or Tracy Mercer. And he's like, no. Oh. Why the hell? That's kind of like, oh, you, do you want to get a selfie? And
oh,
someone being like,
okay.
No.
No, I'm good.
Like,
okay.
I'm good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's like, dude, everybody wants to wear your championship ring.
That's very
It was
funny.
A little embarrassing. Now, we do have that photo, but just be aware. Be self-aware. Not everybody cares to wear your ring.
Are you going to Hawks and Golden State on Saturday
night? So I was going to say, that is a big game.
That is a massive
Everybody's
game.
Talking about yeah. a Saturday night in Atlanta mm-hmm. with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Draymond in town, and the Hawks trending up, certainly with the win and the way Richesse's playing of late. I think all of it fits in. That is a great ticket. And if you can't get to that one, because that one may cost you an arm and a leg, they play Sunday. I like the time, 6 p.m.
Yeah, I agree. Philadelphia.
I know Sandy loves the 6 p.m. Mm-hmm, times. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, someone to think about. All right. What's that, Mr. Day-Day?
It was Larry David he offered to wear the
Oh, Larry
David.
Oh,
David.
That's so
David.
Funny.
Thank you. And what Larry
that's
David
say. That's a perfect
say,
person to turn it down. That's like
no,
you can't, that should have been in the show.
Right.
That should have been in.
Know your audience. Larry David was an enormous Knicks fan, right? What did it say, Day-Day?
Awesome.
He just said no thanks.
He just said no, yeah.
No, I don't want that ring. All right. Thank you, Day-Day. Thank you, Bo. Thank you to Brandon Lang. Sandy, I'll see you Tuesday.
Sounds great.
Rusty Manziel in the house tomorrow. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day. Bye.